Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
wipe your tears from your weeping eyes.
because we know that weeping might endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning. So I want you to know that God is going to lift the burdens that you're experiencing in your life at this time. Hallelujah. We cry with you. We weep with you in, hallelujah, in your darkest hour. I get that would be the best way to present that. In your darkest hour, we that are saints of God, and we are being obedient to the word of God, and God said we should share in each other's burdens. So when you lost a loved one, it's just like I've lost one, because I am to weep in your weeping. I am to rejoice in your rejoicing. Hallelujah. And vice versa. This is not one man thing. We're all in this together for one purpose. We're all in this race together for one purpose, and that is to see God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So we just want God to just bless you and keep you and restore your joy and restore restoration unto your very heart and soul. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God and his people say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I just thank God for just being able to come back across these airways. And we're in, I believe, the last month in this. The last week in this month. So we know that this month has just rapidly come and almost gone. But we thank God for his grace and mercy that has brought us thus far, because without God, we are nothing and we can do nothing. Hallelujah. But with God, we can do everything. According to God's purpose. Hallelujah. So now we're going to go into our opening prayer, and that is the opening prayer for this church service. Now you're tuned in once again to the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer-elect Janice Ward. Hallelujah. And so I'm asking you once again to bow your beautiful heads. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm just going to kind of, remember what I can remember, and that I can't, I let God fill in. So, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for your tender mercy, God. We thank you for allowing us to gather together, God, and we want to give your name the glory, we want to give your name the honor, and we want to give your name the reference. We want to identify who you are, and we know that you are Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yet you was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together, God, and to assemble, hallelujah, with one another in the beauty, hallelujah, of holiness and righteousness, God. We thank you, God, for your tender mercy. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for just allowing us, God, this stage in which to present unto others who you are, God, and what you can do for those that are in need of a Savior, those of you that is lost in sin, in your iniquities, I would like to say. Not sin so much, but in your iniquity, because we know we was all in our iniquities. We was all in sin. No one was born saved. Jesus is the only one that was holy and sinless. The Bible says Jesus knew any sin, and neither was a guile found in his mouth. But other than Jesus, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory and honor of God. But we thank God, hallelujah, for allowing us to come together, as I have once first stated, hallelujah, in this season that we're in right now. God, we just thank you, God. And we just praise you, and we give your name the glory and the honor, God. Hallelujah. We're just pilgrims traveling through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, God, may not know of you in the part of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, words of wisdom. Hallelujah. And I want you, God, just to have your way in this service, God. Hallelujah, God. You said when you went away that you went to prepare a place for us, God. Upon your arrival, God, you will come to receive us unto yourself. But until that time is upon us, God, we will continue moving upward and onward in your will and in your way, God, going where you would have us to go, do what you would want us to do, and say what you would want us to say, God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for allowing us to mount up from the four winds of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims in this barren land. Hallelujah, God, and I just want you to bless each and every one that are in, hallelujah, our audience on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the temple of God people say amen and amen. All right. So now we're going to take you on over into a live service that's already in progression. I won't be with you very long, but I will be with you for the duration. I will be with you, hallelujah, as long as God allows. But far as what I'm saying, I will not be before you very long. But I have a word to present unto you on tonight. I have a word. I tell you, it's been a while since I've been on this air, but I'll tell you, I thank God for being here. I thank God for salvation, his precious blood that covers me right now. I thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious Holy Ghost, baptizing me. Hallelujah. And I speak with a new tongue. Hallelujah. I just thank God for being, hallelujah, the Lord of my life. I thank God for everything, small and great. I thank God. I thank him for allowing me this opportunity to present unto you a word. So without any further ado, we're going to take you right now on into our live praise and worship church service. Our sermon on tonight entitled, God Provides, and you might ask, but how? I want to say that one more time. Our sermon or our theme on tonight, entitled, God Provides, but one might ask, but how? How can God provide? Well, I want you to know that God can provide for you and you and you. The whole universal, because God owns everything. And since he owns everything, then he has the ability to give to each and every one of his children. And we are his children. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go into the book of Proverbs 12 and 11. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. It says that he who tills his land will be satisfied with bread. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Proverbs 12 and 11. So we're going to break it down to the lowest denominator on how God provides for you and I and us. We know that outside of an office window, you and I, or even your own window, if you're home, if you're a resident, you've probably seen a squirrel around, hallelujah, your environment. Hallelujah. And we know that squirrels are in a race against the winter to bury their acorns in a safe, accessible place. Their commotion amused you and I and us. We know that there is an entire herd of deer that can go through our backyard and not make a sound. But one squirrel sounds like an invasion. We know that the two creatures are different in another way as well. We know that deer do not prepare for winter. When the snow comes, they eat whatever they can find along the way. Hallelujah, including Arnold Milne shrubs. And that can be in our yard, on our porches, you know, whatever they can find. That's what they will be eating on, because they don't lay up for the winter. The deers don't. But we know that the squirrel would starve if they followed that same example. They would be unable to find suitable food. But then again, the deer and the squirrel present ways that God cares for them. And so if God cares for them, surely he cares for you and I and us. Hallelujah. We know that he enabled you and I and us to work and save for the future. He meets our needs, hallelujah, when resources are scarce. And as the wisdom literature teaches, that God give us seasons of plenty so that we can prepare for a season of need. And that scripture reading is what our key scripture was on tonight, coming out of the law of Proverbs 12 and 11. And as Psalm 23 says, that the Lord lead us through perilous places to pleasant pastures. Another way that God provides for you and I and us is by instructing those with plenty to share with those in need. Let's go into the law of Deuteronomy 24 and 19. So when it comes to provision, the message of the Bible is this: work while we can, save what we can, share what we can, and trust God to meet our needs. We thank you, Lord, for the promise that you will meet our needs. Help us not to fear or doubt. We're grateful that you're watching over us and that our cries for help reaches your ear. We know that our needs will never exhaust God's supply. God will never run out of money. God will never run out of milk. God will never run out of bread. God has everything that you and I will ever need to survive in this life. Hallelujah. For the law of John 6 and 51 says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of John 6 and 51. We know that bread has come to be regarded as something less than what it was in the Bible times. We don't usually think of it as a symbol of life necessities. We know that in Jesus' day, however, bread presented nourishment in all as many forms. We know that this helps you and I and us to understand why the Lord told Israel to put bread in the holy places of the tabernacle. That means that his house of symbols, there in that first room, 12 loaves were to be displaced on a golden table before the Lord. In Leviticus 24 and 6, those loaves reminded Israel that God always provided for his own when they come to him on his terms. We know that the bread reflected God's promise to provide for all who hunger and thirst for righteousness. All right, we'll move on down to Matthew 5 and 6, and then 6 and 31 down through 34. For it says that the believer in Christ, bread may represent the Bible, Jesus, Christian fellowship, are any of the provision that God has made for our spiritual need. He cares for us. He's ready to feed you and I and us. But his offer is not unconditional. He promised to provide daily bread for those in obedience have separated themselves to live and to eat from the hands of God. We know that the Lord cares for all who willingly and humbly receive their physical and spiritual fruit from him. In you, O Lord, we take delight. Our very need you can supply. We long to do what's true and right. So, Lord, on you we will rely. We know that only Christ, the living bread, can and will satisfy you and I and us and our spiritual, hallelujah, need. Hallelujah. We know that God will provide. And those of you that has lost everything that you've ever owned, I've been there. I've been in your shoes. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like. And God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you to begin again. You just keep your hand in God's hand. Keep your hand on the plow and don't look back. God is going to bless you more than you started. We know that your future will be greater than your past. Hallelujah. God is going to fill your pocket. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Hallelujah, he said, in the heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. So we know that the Lord said to Gideon, peace be with you and do not fear. God do not want you and I to worry, but he said, but in everything, pray. So God don't want us worrying about how we're going to pay our mortgage, how we're going to pay our rent, all our money spent, how we're going to pay our light bill. We know we said we got the light bill due, and then the baby need a new pair of shoes. But God is going to provide. God is a provider. God know your needs. God said, I know your needs even before you ask. So God is going to supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Do you hear me? I said, God said he will supply all of your needs, not some of them, not part of them, not a few of them, but all of your needs. And then God will even give us some of our desires. But God promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded about a 10-year-old student. Hallelujah, we'll call him Cleotis. And the first time fishing, he looked into the container of baits. He seemed hesitant to get started. Finally, he said, hallelujah, he asked his daddy to help him. He said, ISOW. When his father asked him what the problem, he responded, ISOW. And that meant that I am scared of worms. And his fear had made him unable to act. And we know that when we're looking for God to provide and supply our needs, we don't know where the money's coming from. You don't have any loan institution that you can go and borrow money. Your friends, Holly, some of them can and some of them will and some of them won't help you. You know, they'll say, well, you know, I got a little money, but I might need this myself, you know. So God said that he didn't want us to be borrowers, but God wanted us to be lenders. So God want to be the one. He don't want us to call on Tyrone. He don't want us to call Mr. Jones and Miss Jones, but God want us to call on him because he is our provider. God will supply every need. Hallelujah. But we know sometime in this life, on this Christian journey, that fear can paralyze us, grown men and grown women. I'm not a man, but I'm a woman. But I'm just using this as a metaphor. We can get paralyzed as adults, just like Gideon did. We know that Gideon must have been afraid when the angels of the Lord came to him. As he was threshing wheat in the secret, hiding, hallelujah, from the Midianites, his enemies. And in Judges 16:11, the angel told him that he had been chosen by God to lead his people in the battle. Get in response, oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? He said, indeed, my clan is the weakest, hallelujah. I am the least in my father's house. But after being assured of the Lord's presence, Gideon still seemed fearful. Asked him for a sign that he would use him to save Israel as he promised. God responded to Gideon's request. The Israelites were successful in battle. Then they were able to enjoy peace for 40 long years. Hallelujah. We all have fears of various kinds. We have fear from worms to walls. But we know Gideon's story teaches you and I and us that we can be confident of this. If God asks you and I and us to do something, he'll give us the strength and the power to do it. I want to ask you, those of you that are listening out there in the audience on this morning, are you fearful of moving forward in your life? I want you to read God's word, read the story of Gideon and Judges 6 and 23. God wants us to take the fear out of living and put faith in the living God. I'll say that one more time. God wants you and I and us take the fear out of living and put your faith in the living God, because we know that God is not dead. He's not in a Roman grave, but a Roman tomb. But God is alive. He's sitting up in heaven. He's not sitting on the left, he's not sitting in the rear, he's not sitting in the middle, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father, looking down on his creation. And God said in his word, he said, I will supply. All you got to do is call unto me, and I will answer. God will supply all of yours and mine's needs according to his riches. That means all that he has, that he owns. Hallelujah. And God has riches that you can't even count, because God owns everything, including us. We were bought with a price. The Bible says we are not our own. So we was bought with a price. God holds the ownership, the title of our lives right now. God holds the title. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So like I said earlier, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And that scripture reading is found in the law of Ephesians 1 and 3. And you can go back at your own discretion and read the scriptures that we have presented before you on this morning. And allow God just to minister unto you in your own private sector. But I just thank you, hallelujah, those of you that so graciously tune in, hallelujah, on this morning and last night. I just thank God for you, you, and you. And I want you to know once again, as I always for state, that God has got a blessing engraved with your name on it. God will not get it confused, because God do not have Alzheimer's. He do not have amnesia. God do not have Parkinson's disease. But God will get your package to the rightful recipient. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So we know that every man needs pockets large enough to carry all the important things in life. For instance, his wallet, keys. Those of you that carry breath mints around. But we know that the lady, that's me, that have a purse, and you know our purses, hallelujah, they can come, just compacted with stuff. But it seems that the whole universe of resources, men's on the other end have the essentials with just a quick reach into their pocket. They have access to cash, credit cards, exclusive privileges that sets of keys offer. And then the children know that if they ask their mom or dad to search in their pockets or purse for a piece of gum, a comb, a tissue, a dollar, whatever it is that they think will meet their needs at the moment, they will receive it. Hallelujah. But we know it's not unlike our privileges as God's children. At salvation, we are placed in Christ, granted full access to all of the valuable resources God offers you and I and us. We know that his resources, such as his wisdom. Your word is a light to my feet, and your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. We know that forgiveness and grace in him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. According to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1 and 7. New perspective that brings hope and confidence, even in the toughest of times. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 18. We know that material provision, Matthew 6 and 30-31, and peace, Ephesians 2 and 14, are also ours in him. So we know that God lavishes his resources on you and on us, according to his riches of his grace. I know not by what method rare the Lord provides for me. I only know that all my needs he meets so graciously. So we know that we are children of the King. We have no reason, hallelujah, to live like a pauper. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. This program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petition that you would want the old shepherd Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Hallelujah, Worldwide Ministry. Make your correspondence attentive to, Hallelujah, Overseer Elect Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. So we want you just to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're encouraging you to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. So until we meet again, we're going to open right now the prayer request line. We call it the dial-up prayer request line. Those of you that desire prayer, you have a prayer on your heart, a job, if you have in need to get married, get engaged, to have a baby, whatever, do your family to come together, God to meet that financial need, then you are encouraged to call in. We'll welcome your call to call in, and Overseer Ward will pray in faith that God will bring your prayer petition to its fruition. We're going to give you a few more minutes, and if no one have a prayer petition at this time, then we're going to carry you on over to the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. This is to encourage your heart and just to uplift your spirit. So I just want you to just get ready to get your praise on. We're going to carry you on over into the second phase of our praise and worship church experience. Hallelujah. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Whatever you need, just ask in his name. Everything you need is right here. Whatever you want, whatever you need, just ask in his name.
Got a yoke that needs to be destroyed? Come on, get up on your feet and let us move a little bit. Move until your yoke is destroyed off of you. Somebody might have come in here bound, but if you move a little bit, God's going to loose you of all your burdens.
Let your anointing be in its place.
The anointing.
Let your anointing. Thank you. Thank you.
when we were little girls, I was always the one that had to give them the part. And they told me I better do it. But how many of you know that the Lord brought you through? That's how you made it. Thank you. tonight. That desire to go to a new dimension in God. Lord, my request. I just wanna be.